Her mother could be rich. She could be rich and smart. Or she could be rich and stupid. On the other hand, she could be just poor and good-hearted. Or she could be poor and mean. I mean, I have no idea what she's like. Then there's my father, right? I look at guys on the street every day, regular guys, walking down the street. And depending on my mood, I imagine that any one of them could be my father. This guy. How about this guy? Hi, Dad. Then I have to picture these two people having sex. Okay, maybe they're not together now, but at least 30 years ago they had to hook up in order to have me, right? Mix and match, all these people together. I can't help feeling that if I'd been raised by at least one of my real parents, I wouldn't be such a nervous person, you know? I might be living a completely different life in a totally different city. I could be married to a totally different person with a different job. I mean, how do I know? I don't. Anything is possible.
Well, the mystery of your unknown self is about to unfold. Your mother lives in San Diego, California. Her name is Valerie Sweeney.
Valerie Sweeney?
I told you it wouldn't take long.
Can we arrange a meeting soon?
How's next month?
No, I told Nancy I'd do it sooner. I've been driving her crazy.
Because you can't name your son?
I've just been distracted and tense ever since the baby was born.
A little unsteady?
Preoccupied. Dressed like that.
Did you forget about our date?
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No.
I feel so bad.
No, I'm not gonna fight about it.
Look at you. You look so sexy. But I want to tell you why I forgot.
Take your shoes off.
No, wait. We have to talk.
No, honey, we have to talk about why I'm late.
I'm control freak. Maybe I am control freak. Don't! Be on 1 second.
Oh. I feel like I'm keeping you from something.
No. This is a priority.
Is this a bad time for your wife? Because you know I could come back.
Not at all. We just need a couple minutes. This is crazy. I mean, all right. Because I missed the date. I just gotta tell him. I mean,
What am I afraid of, Ray? This is stupid.
Here you go.
No, this is good.
What?
This is good. You stay with Daddy. Keep his hands occupied.
Oh, Nancy. Mm-hmm. No. Honey. Can't we make another date, please? Sweetie, he's looking right down at you. This isn't... No. My real mother lives in San Diego.
What?
That's what I was trying to tell you. I went to the adoption agency and they found my real mother.
Just like that? You walked in, they found her?
Well, it was the second trip, actually.
Oh.
I know.
God. Honey.
So listen, why don't you put something on and come over and say hello to Tina?
Who?
The woman who helped arrange everything.
This woman's in our apartment right now. She's here?
Yeah. Well, I was trying to tell you before, but you got all sexed up and everything.
Well,
and
I got sexed up because we had a date, not because I'm some kind of freak or something.
I didn't say you were a freak. Did I say you were a freak?
No,
come on. This is good, right?
Hi. I'm Tina Kalb. I'm sorry to burst in on you like this, but Mel said he didn't want to waste any time.
That's all right. Nancy understands how important this whole thing is.
Great. The baby's gorgeous, by the way. It looks just like Mel.
Thanks. Mm. Really? You think so? Everybody always says he looks like me.
Well, what do I know? I'm just another 30-year-old woman desperate for a baby of her own.
Mm-hmm. Your husband doesn't want to have kids?
Yeah, I'm in the middle of a divorce, actually. I just can't seem to part with the ring.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You know, it was one of those dead marriages. You know, the kind where you have to start making dates to have sex.
Well, I'm sure it'll work out. I mean, I'm sure you'll meet somebody else and you'll be happy and you'll fall in love again and things will just be wonderful.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it might be easier at this point just to find an intelligent man to impregnate me.
I'm sorry. I don't understand exactly who you are.
Oh, didn't I tell you she's doing the study?
I'm going to be coming along to San Diego next week to document the reunion. In fact, Nancy, I've got some waivers that I need you to sign. You see, there's such a dearth of in-depth documentation into the psychological impact that these reunions have on, for instance, you, the spouse, as well as Mel's adoptive family.
Ah, so you're a psychologist?
Not quite. I'm just finishing my doctorate.
Tina used to be a dancer.
Oh, those days are long gone. I've got to call the office.
Oh, there's a phone in the kitchen. It's right there on your left.
Got one right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Soon.
Yeah. Well, they're going to pay for everything. Isn't that great, sweetie? Honey?
Well, after I had my baby, I wanted my husband to stay home and help with night feedings, not drag me on some plane for San Diego.
I like traveling. The baby's 5 months old. I really think this is going to get us closer together.
Oh, honey, after you're married, he feels like he's kissing his mother half the time anyway.
Our kissing is still nice, but he's so controlling about the oral sex.
Well, have you tried the warm water method?
Are you kidding? No.
No, Joe loves it.
Hey.
Oh, hi, Mel.
Look what I found.
What did you find? What made you dig these out?
I don't know. I was just feeling nostalgic for some reason.
So sweet. We found these on our first field trip together.
Very sweet. Oh, congratulations on finding your mother, Mel.
Thank you.
That ought to settle some big issues for you, huh?
Definitely. Which issues are you talking about?
Starting with the whole sex thing.
Sex. Baby's name. The baby's name. You said
No, wait a minute. She just said the sex thing. What?
You said that Ethan was too feminine.
Right.
So we were trying to think of a more masculine baby name,
okay,
right?
Okay, but she said the sex thing. Didn't you just say the sex thing?
But she meant that.
But why don't you let her speak for herself? What did you mean?
Actually, it was... oral sex I was referring to.
Oral sex, really? I think I just walked in on a ladies' conversation that guys aren't supposed
to.
Yes.
No.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna leave.
Stay.
No.
Don't go.
No, leave.
Come on.
Go.
No.
Stay. No.
Honey, we weren't talking about us.
What?
I wouldn't.
No.
You gotta know that.
I know that so much.
Why?
So true. Hey, I didn't go around telling my friends you didn't want to make love for almost 2 months after the baby was born, did I?
Probably.
Okay, but it didn't get back to you, did it? Huh? Are you sure you're okay about this woman coming along? It's not weird or anything?
Well, it's a little strange. You'll be traveling with a chaperone. But if you're okay with it, I'm okay with it.
Well, it's just she's been through the process so many times. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. Honey, if this helps you get what you need inside, then I'm all for it.
Oh, sweetie.
This cheese is disgusting. Get it away from me.
What's wrong with this cheese?
It smells like vomit.
Oh, stop being such a baby.
Mom,
I'm a baby.
This
is smells like vomit.
Yes.
Nancy,
did you get that support bra yet?
Not yet.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah, I want to introduce you to somebody.
Please don't make such a big deal out of it.
It makes a real difference.
All right, could we not talk about this right now?
Yes, we're going to talk about this because she's not listening to me. I want you to see something.
Oh, very nice, girl.
God's sake.
I want you to consider my age and ask yourself how I maintain this.
Mom, why are you doing this?
How?
This is it.
I don't
all right,
know
can we
how.
Not deal with this
I couldn't
right now,
have
please?
A baby, but I had to fight the laws of gravity just the same, and you need the help of a good bra. And believe you me, you want to keep your husband's attention, you'll get one pronto.
You know, if my breasts drop, they drop, and there's nothing I can do about that.
Wrong.
That's right. Good for you, honey.
Wrong.
Just back off.
You've had five of these. I don't think you should.
Don't monitor me.
Your new friend is very long-waisted, isn't
okay,
he?
Okay, that's it. We're not talking about this anymore.
It's a free country. Why can't I talk?
Let him alone. You're making an ass out of yourself again.
Why don't you leave me alone? Why don't you just...
Don't do that. Hey, hey.
The baby's crying.
Wait for me or I'll smack it off.
Yeah, you better pick me up instead of all these people.
Don't tempt me.
Would you stop acting like this? That's it, all right?
Don't yell in front of the baby.
Don't yell in front of the baby. It's not good.
Well, he wouldn't have to yell if he'd listen up for 2 seconds.
Well, what's gotten into my sweet daughter-in-law all of a sudden?
Hormones. No mystery there.
Does this baby have a name yet? 4 months old doesn't have a name.
Well, don't blame me. I like the name Ethan.
No. Ethan's too lame.
Everything's too lame, too bald.
This is becoming an embarrassing neurotic thing, Mel.
It's not an embarrassing neurotic thing. This is about my real identity. It's about my background, okay?
Don't be ridiculous. You're Mel Copeland. That's who you are.
You know, this process will go a long way towards clarifying that identity issue.
What process? Who is this new friend with the camera already?
Well, I've only been trying to introduce her to you for the last 10 minutes. Her name is Tina Kalb, and she's here for a very important reason.
Getting a divorce. She's a counselor. No, she's a lawyer.
Would you just zip it?
Don't talk to your mother like that.
We're not getting a divorce.
Well, maybe you should if you can't name the baby.
That is a terrible, sick thing to say,
you
Ed.
Said it first.
That's no excuse.
If you say it, fine. If I say it, I'm sick.
Maybe.
Tina is with the adoption agency.
What adoption agency?
The adoption agency where you adopted me when I was a little baby, remember?
Oh, my God. Oh, God. I have to have a cigarette if we're going to talk about this.
Can I bum one of those?
Well, you can't smoke around the baby.
Show a little compassion, will you?
This might be a good time to make an exception for her.
Pearl.
I'd like to know what happened to the Constitution in this country.
Please.
All right,
can
all right.
Can you please put it out?
Why does he have to do this roots thing? Aren't we good enough parents?
I think you probably did the best that you could, but psychic scars can't be helped.
Psychic scars? What is she talking about?
Oh. She's saying we failed completely.
Oh, no, it's way too extreme.
Yeah, maybe just 40%.
Mom, you can't quantify it like that. I mean, what difference does it make if it's 40% or 60%?
60%?
Hey, why is everybody getting so serious all of a sudden? I thought we were going to talk about buying new carpeting, getting rid of this crap, putting in the wall to wall.
Life is so rich, so full. You have a wife, a child, a good job. Why are you doing this?
If I could pop in here for a second, I think that what Mel is trying to communicate here is that no matter where we are in our lives, especially if we're adopted, we can't help but feel that there's something missing, that there's something out there that's going to make us feel complete, give us a sense of belonging, connectedness, if you will.
This woman strikes me as being very dangerous.
It's understandable that you would find me threatening.
Why don't you psychoanalyze me? I'd love to hear this. Go ahead. I'm abrasive, pushy. Defensive. My husband is food phobic, passive aggressive. Come on.
Look, the point is, we're going to San Diego in the morning.
What about your father's 60th birthday?
Well, if you let me finish what I'm saying, I'd say that we have every intention of coming back for it.
You are aware that they have a very big car theft problem in San Diego.
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Very big.
I hadn't heard anything about that either.
They bump you, and when you stop, they mutilate you and then take your car.
It happened to Art Sackheim.
They killed Art Sackheim?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. They bumped him and took his car. Nobody said anything about killing.
You said mutilate.
Anyway.
Please.
enjoy yourself. I understand they have a lovely zoo in San Diego.
Are you ready for San Diego?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you look beautiful.
So do you.
Oh, thanks. You know, maybe I'll run upstairs really quickly and change.
Don't be silly. You look adorable.
You look so elegant.
Honey, I love that print. Come on.
Honey, you look great. Come on.
Do you have the keys? Left with the feeling this road was endless. Now it seems that 3 days driving is okay. Cause these wheels are taking me home again. It's alright. I got 3 days to heaven and I'm gonna make you mine.
Boy, it's beautiful here, isn't it?
Sweetie, I'm so happy we're doing this together.
Watch the road, please.
Me too.
How's the baby's diaper?
He's fine.
Good.
What's that?
Oh my God, what's happening? Shit!
Oh God,
what's happening?
It's the bump and rub. That's it.
Get there.
What?
Get down with the baby.
Pull over.
Oh, slow down. Break off, Jack. Pull over. I need to close this window.
Wait, I got some mace in my bag.
Damn it.
Stop looking.
Listen to what he has to say.
Here it is.
Nice. Get it. Oh. One more.
You left your jacket in the parking lot. Asshole.
Thank you for the jacket. Sorry about the mace.
Very sorry, sir.
The Trinity Church Ministry of Hope. Oh, God.
They bump you, and when you stop, they mutilate you and take your car.
I don't think it's funny at all. You know, I mean, his father created this fear.
Would you two, both of you, just stop, please? We're almost there. I'm getting nervous.
Really, I'm not surprised at his reaction or by my reaction.
Ring the doorbell.
Okay. I mean, no, wait.
I should say
yes first.
You didn't give me a chance
to say
no.
Hi. Oh, what a pretty wife you have. And I see you brought your nanny.
Oh, I'm not the nanny, I'm the wife.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, man, what a terrible way to start.
Oh, don't be silly. I'm Tina Kalb from the Maidstone Adoption Agency.
Hi.
Hi.
Valerie Swaney.
Mel Copeland.
This is great. I love the stained glass.
Thank you.
Now,
he was a great president.
You know, I always felt like I should have appreciated him more.
I know just what you mean. Come on, let's get something to drink. Your daddy was short.
That would explain it.
We have the same forehead, don't we? And the same eyes.
This is amazing. I never shared physical traits with family before.
I'm a bad person for what I did to you.
No, don't say that.
It's true.
Look, Tina says that most women who gave up their children for adoption in the 60s were independent young women acting against a conservative world.
You're saying I was a slut?
No.
Oh, God.
I didn't think... You're not a slut.
I was tall, and I developed early. That's a crime. Go ahead and sue me, but I'm not from trashy people.
Really, I wasn't suggesting that at all.
Your daddy was poor. He worked in my father's liquor warehouse in Baton Rouge.
Really, Baton Rouge?
That's where you were conceived. In the liquor warehouse on the cement floor.
Wow.
In Baton Rouge. Oh, my parents hated Lars. Lars Wera was his name.
Wera? Lars Wera? What kind of name is that?
Finnish?
I'm Finnish.
I knew that. I mean, look at your face. Absolutely. Finnish American. Half Scottish American.
Scottish Finnish. What is that? I don't know how to do that.
I'm going to help you with that. This belonged to my great-great-grandmama, who was at the Clan Buchanan, married to
the Confederate General Beauregard. Clift, I want you to have it.
A Confederate general?
Mm-hmm. Expert boxer and marksman.
Really? Wow. What an athletic family, huh?
I was on two championship basketball teams myself.
I'm not athletic at all.
Look at this picture. This is... Let's name the baby Beauregard, huh?
Beauregard.
Bo Copeland. Yeah.
Damn it.
What?
The camera just jammed.
Wait a minute, you didn't just get that just now?
No, and that was a terrific moment.
Forget the camera.
I have no idea.
Forget about it.
What? Don't you want to get this on tape?
I'd like to have it on tape.
I know, I'm sorry.
The light's been in the living room.
Look, honey, I'll be right back, okay?
I don't know what.
He's a very decisive man, isn't he?
Well, actually, he's not. But today, for some reason.
Do you see that wheel in there? There's like a glob of... gunk.
Yeah.
Dark.
We need something to wipe it off with. Like you're getting like a...
Well, you know what? Let's just use my skirt.
Your skirt?
I don't care about it. It's old.
Really?
Just okay. Hold this, okay?
Okay. Here.
Just, if you can...
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm Beauregard from Dixie. Hooray.
Well, technically, it's from New York, right?
I'm sorry.
Well.
You got it, though. You got it.
Good.
Yeah. So how long did you say you were a dancer for?
God, don't remind me. I haven't been to the gym in months.
Well, you don't seem like you need to go to the gym. I mean,
you're very generous, you know.
Yeah.
But when I was dancing, you know, my calves did not look like this.
This look like very strong calves to me.
Well, strong, yeah. They've always been strong. When I was a kid, you know, I used to beat my brothers at Indian wrestling all the time.
I went down south in Dixie. He's a little cracker. Yes, you
no,
are.
No, I'm not a cracker.
Yes, you're not.
I'm not a cracker.
Oh. You feel it in your legs?
It's really more about upper body strength, isn't it?
No, it's all in the legs.
How?
You'll see when you lose your balance.
Oh!
What in the world? Oh, my Lord! My Chinese zodiac is ruined!
I'm so sorry. I really feel bad.
What is an animal?
We were just
so
in
sorry.
Here, and then, freak accident.
Yeah.
What happened to the tail of my rooster?
Hey, wait, is this it? Maybe?
No, that's the dog's pillow. Oh, don't throw it.
I want to pay for all this. Can I do that, please?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
All children break things, and all children are forgiven. Now, you have never had that opportunity with me. Let's take this as a gift from God. And look! Here's another gift from God.
Oh, well, why is that a gift from God?
The rabbit is still in one piece, and both you and your daddy were Year of the Rabbit.
Ooh, I always thought it was Year of the Dragon, at least on all those Chinese restaurant placemats.
No, Lars is 1939, you're 1963. That's both rabbit years.
Actually, I was born in 65.
Don't you think I know when my own son was born?
Of course you do, Valerie.
Wait, that would make me 2 years older than I thought I was? Wow.
How is that? You know what? I can clear this up with one phone call to the office.
Yeah, why don't you make sure? That's really...
Freaks
me out.
Hey! Girls, look who's here. What happened to your glass animals?
Oh, these are my twins from my third marriage. This is Jane. And this is Sandra. Hello? This is your half-brother, Manuel.
Oh, man.
Look at his nose.
What's so funny?
He looks just like Uncle Freddy.
Yes, he does. Why didn't I see that?
Oh, Uncle Freddy, I'm flattered. What's he like?
He's really sweet-natured. He's just that weird thing. What do you call it?
Fratterist.
Yeah, he's a fratterist.
Fratterist? What's that?
You rub up against people in crowded public places.
That's how I met Mel.
Seriously?
No, she's kidding.
This is not something to kid about.
Yeah, he went to jail for it.
Ooh.
On the beach. Oh, honey, I don't think he's got time for
why
that.
Not?
Yeah, we're in the volleyball finals.
He's wearing
really?
My shirt.
Oh, yeah, give him a shirt.
Got
on the beach.
Oh,
we're in the championship.
Oh, man,
you
should have been there yesterday.
It was so amazing.
Match point.
I went up for the spike.
You went up for the spike?
Shut up. Let me talk.
So I went up for the spike.
Shut up.
Girls, calm down.
Listen, I don't believe this, but there's been a terrible, terrible mistake, and... Valerie's not your mother, Mel.
What?
What are you talking about? Of course she's my mother. We have the same forehead.
And he looks like Uncle Freddy.
Yeah, I look like Uncle Freddy.
Please just don't make this any harder on yourself than it already is.
Are you positive?
Yes.
Brother?
How could you make a mistake like that?
Well,
Well, our computer files were in transition, and Valerie's son is named Martin Copeland. Mm-hmm. And what? He lives in Orlando, Florida, and...
Who is this man?
Your son. Mel, your father is named Fritz Boudreau, and he lives in Gundel, Michigan. So I was thinking maybe on our way back to New York, we could stop off for... I feel like a complete idiot. I'm so... I know.
Well, we fly all the way out here. We have this big
disappointment. Careful, reunion. Yeah, well, get it out, Nancy. It's going to make us all feel like...
Are you humoring
me? No, I am not humoring
you.
I'm very serious.
No, excuse me. I expect you to pay for this damage.
Wait a minute. You said it was a gift from God, remember?
That's when you were my son.
Well, don't you have insurance or something?
And raise my premiums? No, thank you. May I have my pendant back, please?
Can we have our shirt back?
We'd let you keep it. It's just we don't have very many of them.
Yeah, there's only like 10 left. I'm sorry.
No, sure.
Right.
Okay, I understand.
Thanks.
Yeah. Really. Have a nice life.
Yeah, good luck with this whole family thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, it works out for you. You ever have a knee pad?
How could you be related? How? He is a 6-foot blonde descendant from the clan Buchanan.
We were only trying to be open to them.
Well, we can be open with them, but we don't have to become them.
Well, I thought she was my mother. Come on, give me a break.
How did you happen to knock down those glass shelves anyway?
I don't know, I just... You know, we were trying to fix the camera and we bumped into them.
It's strange you would just happen to bump into them.
Well, we were also Indian wrestling.
Indian wrestling? What is that?
It's just this game the kids play. It's a very innocent little kids game, you know?
Why were you playing that?
Because we were talking about athleticism in Tina's family and then how Valerie's family was athletic also, and I don't know.
You're attracted to her, aren't you?
No.
That's okay, she's attractive.
Yes, she's attractive, but I'm married to you.
You know, she may be attractive, but she's got a screw loose.
Yes, I agree with you. She's right. Very eccentric, but I'm in love with you, honey. Honey? Revolution came and left today. Nobody knew it came and went, and so did Judgment Day. In somebody else's body, with someone else's head. In somebody else's body, when I was someone else instead. In somebody else's body, with someone else's head. When you're somebody else's body, in someone else's bed.
Okay, I think this is the place.
Muy macho, doesn't it? Creepy to me. Oh, no, look. Somebody's coming out, Mel.
Hey! Hi! Excuse me. Is one of you fellas Fritz Boudreau?
Hey!
Oh, I invite you out of my property.
Hey, take it easy.
Hey! Take it easy.
Tina, don't go over there!
Oh,
hey!
No.
Oh, my God!
Hurry!
Please! We can... Ah! Fuck, run!
What's happening?
You stay with
you
Sam
just, on deck! Doesn't he want to see me?
Well, I felt so bad about San Diego, I bent the rules a little bit.
Did you call him?
Yes, I tried to. His phone doesn't work.
What the fuck are you people talking about? We just wanted to know. One of you was Fritz Boudreau because they said he was my father.
What? They said, who said I'm your father?
She did.
The Maidstone Adoption Agency.
Oh, you little shit! Look at this turd face, bitch! This turd is my son! I'm sorry, man. Did we scare you?
Yeah, a little.
You were scared, too. How did we know? You know, I dropped a lot of baby batter in my day. This is the first son I ever met.
Wow. What a wonderful moment. I wish I had my camera.
Took the hell of a time to drop by, turd face.
Well, your phone wasn't working.
Nah, I don't need no son to give me no guilt trip about a phone. Oh, Danny,
Princey, we gotta get going, pal. Remember?
What?
Shit. Come on. Yeah.
Where do you have to go?
We gotta get the wheels balanced for a big trip tomorrow.
Where are you going?
After Eugene balances the wheels, we're gonna be out for about 3 weeks.
3 weeks? Really?
Bad timing.
Why don't we bring him along? Huh? You know, it's only 20 minutes over to Eugene's.
Yeah. Come on with
it. What, in the truck?
Yeah, you ever been in a truck before?
No, not really.
How you like this? First time in a rig, huh?
It's great.
It's really fabulous, Mr. Boudreau.
Some people look down on drivers like we're low class.
Not me. I always wanted to learn how to drive a big rig.
You never told me that.
Well, I might not have voiced it until now, but it's always been a fantasy of mine.
You want a lesson?
You give me a lesson?
Sure, why not?
Let's not do this while the baby's in the truck.
Don't you trust me?
Of course I trust you. But he's never done this before.
She's not going to let you drive the truck, so forget about it.
Did you say my son's a bitch boy?
Didn't say that.
What's your name again?
Mel!
You ain't no bitch boy, are you, Mel?
No, I don't believe I'm a bitch boy.
Don't let him bait you into doing something stupid, Mel.
Nancy, Mel needs your support now.
Yeah, I need your support, honey.
Yeah, I support you, Mel.
Me too.
I want to get out. You're acting like a real asshole.
No.
Listen, whip.
Coming back in 15 minutes. What's the big deal?
Hey, get away. Have a great trip, okay? We'll be supporting you from out here. Can I have my
Nancy.
Baby, please? Just send us a postcard, because we'll be right here at the Gundel post office, okay?
This isn't going to take long, honey. Just calm down.
So remember, it's like a butterfly's wings. You need a little gas, little clutch, little gas.
Gas, little clutch. What happens if I hit this? What does that do? Is that okay?
You know something? You got a kind of Jew look, don't you?
Well, the people who raised me are Jewish. Maybe that's what you're picking up on.
They gave you a real Hebe look, kid.
Mitch, don't say that. That's not nice.
No, wait a second. Wait. No, it's not a Jew face. It's a face like old needle dicks.
Yeah. You're not some kind of science, are you, kid?
Science? Actually, I'm an entomologist.
Entomologist yeah. Sounds like science to me.
Wait. Who's old needle dick? What are you talking about?
When I met your mother, I was riding with the Angels in Oakland, Cal.
The Hell's Angels?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And we got invited to all these fancy parties because rich people like to hang around with the Angels and musical bands and whatnot. And your mother meets this guy, Richard Schlick. I can never pronounce that cocksucker's name.
Schlickling. Okay, so she meets this guy, Richard Schlickling, and what?
They ran off together to Antelope Wells.
You're saying...
This can't be happening.
You're saying you're not sure if you're my father?
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
But the records show that you're the one who brought him into the agency.
I did a good deed as a favor because his mother and father were indisposed.
Indisposed how?
You have to ask your mother about that.
Well, we don't know where she is. So, isn't it possible that you got her pregnant before she left you?
No. With this face, the side.
Hey, we're moving backwards
Where's
here.
Where's the break? Do I change the break?
First.
I don't think it's wrong to want to take a driving lesson with your father, right?
I'm not speaking to you.
Sweetie, I'm sorry about this.
Hey, Mr. Boudreau, where's Antelope Wells?
Step off.
Sorry, do you know where Antelope Wells is?
I have no idea. Just.
She doesn't know what the hell she's doing. That man was a lunatic, a stranger.
Okay.
Mr. Boudreau, please, before
Tommy,
you...
Tommy!
Just tell her where Antelope Wells is.
When I say step off, I mean step off.
Hey, I am from New York, okay?
On the upside, Antelope Wells should be warmer than this place.
So we're just going to jump on a plane to New Mexico, is that it?
Well, I think that we should finish what we started.
Agent Paul Harmon, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. This is Agent Tony Kent. Now, let's see. You thought this Fritz Boudreau was your father, but in fact, he's not your father.
Well, no, I...
Tony Kent.
Nancy Kerwin.
This is unbelievable. We went to high school together in Chicago.
You look fantastic.
No. God. What are you doing in this police job?
Oh, I need a health plan while I'm writing my first book. What are you doing now?
I'm curating.
Excuse me, there's something here we got to take care of, okay?
I'm sorry, Paul. Go ahead.
You do know it's a federal offense to destroy a United States post office.
Well, it wasn't like it was some premeditated act of terrorism. You know,
I'll be the judge of that. Now, the ostensible purpose for this truck ride was what exactly?
He's giving me a lesson. It was very simple. He just wanted to teach me how to drive the truck.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous blue eyes.
Tony.
Wait a minute. You know, he looks a lot like you.
Tony. Thank you.
Tony.
Just in a minute.
Give the baby back.
Hey, feel his little grip. It's so strong. Feel it.
Jesus.
Feel it.
Hey.
You're under way too
much
stress. Listen,
this man drove a semi into a federal building.
You were going to give him a warning. It's an accident, remember?
There are certain procedures that you have to follow.
Right, he's got a valid license.
Not to drive a truck. He does not.
It was the trucker's fault for letting him drive in the first place.
Can I talk to you in private?
This is my investigation. I just said you didn't have to.
Here, I'll take the baby. So what's the deal with this guy?
We went to high school together.
You went to high school together?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know him well, or was it...
Football team.
Oh, the football team. Oh.
I mean, it's not a murder. It's not a bank
robbery. Okay. Just cut the baby crap.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry.
So it looks like this Boudreaux fellow is going to take the rap for you driving the truck, so I'm just going to give you a warning. If you drive a truck again, they're going to take your license away for sure.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes, I understand.
Is that it? Are we free to go now?
You are free to go, yes.
Great. Let's get out of here.
Hey, do you guys have a place to stay tonight?
I'll be checking in a motel.
No, don't do that. There's so many wonderful B&Bs right here in Lake Mission.
I hate B&Bs.
Why do you hate B&Bs?
Well, first of all, there's no privacy.
No privacy.
Yeah, and you have to make chit-chat with the boring old lady who runs the place.
That's kind of the fun, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there's always a little cat. Little cat, you have to pretend like you like the cat.
Yeah, well, whatever we do, we need to eat first because I'm starving.
Why don't we take you out to dinner?
Are you apologizing for the arrest?
No, but it would be nice to catch up with Nancy. We could take them to Minetti's.
Minetti's is great, but you're not going to get a reservation. This
you know what? Thanks anyway, but we'll be fine, really.
See? We don't want to intrude, Tony.
No. Don't be silly. We're getting sick of each other's company anyway.
You see, I told you.
I can't believe you're a writer now.
Well, an aspiring writer. I'm trying to get this whole book together, this crime fiction thing.
You're such a jock in high school. You're so wild.
No. Hey, you were such an egghead, remember?
No.
We're an egghead. No.
So what I'm asking is, and you fly into Albuquerque and then rent a car, and how far?
That's way down. Way down at the southeastern corner of the state.
Wait, excuse me, Mexico. Have you been there before?
I've been near there. Antelope Wells is right near the White Sands National Monument. Uh-huh. They've got this fantastic hot springs nearby that not many people know.
Oh, I wish you could come along and show me around while Mel meets his family.
You have the personal days. You should do it, Paul.
Take time off at work right now.
Unbelievable line at the bathroom.
I told him I got to get a bigger bathroom.
Look at him. He loves you. You're wonderful, children.
Oh, I want one of these so badly. I'm telling you.
Hey, could you help me out with an adoption, Tina?
Well, that depends on the specifics of your situation.
Well, like what?
Number one, are you married?
Yes.
Number two, does your spouse work?
Yep.
And is she willing to adopt?
Well, you see, that's where the snag is.
Then you've got a real problem.
What would my chances be as a single parent?
Excuse me, please.
Why can't you stay and discuss this?
I believe in privacy,
right.
That's why.
We have nothing to be ashamed of, though.
I don't want to share my personal life with everybody I meet.
It's not just anyone. She works in an adoption agency. I thought that she could be helpful. You know, I keep telling him that having a baby will reduce stress by taking his mind off work, but he doesn't listen. So where did you folks come down on the big circumcision controversy? Because, you know, there's a movement afoot these days to keep the foreskin. And personally, I think a boy's penis should look just like his father's. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have baby.
Oh, sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, so cute.
My late husband devised his own anti-erosion system that later on we had patented on the advice of a dear friend who was in a law office with Gerald Ford. My brother has the same birthday as President Ford, who is a very sweet man. We met him twice. Once at a political rally and once at a golf tournament. And his wife is such a sweet lady. Betty Ford is so pretty.
And why couldn't we go to a motel? Because at a motel, you don't have the bonus of someone related to Gerald Ford's birthday.
We forgot your father's birthday.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
So, how's the psychic healing going?
I am really sorry we didn't get back for Dad's birthday.
It's all right. We'll try it again when he turns 65, provided he lives that long and you're not too busy.
I said I was sorry.
Why are you whispering?
Because I'm not supposed to be using this phone.
Are you all right?
We're fine. There was a big mix-up in San Diego, and then I ended up finding a post office with a truck.
What truck?
Truck. What's happening with the truck?
We had the wrong information, but we have the right information now. We're going to New Mexico.
New Mexico?
Tell them they got uranium in the water down there.
Shush, he's in some kind of trouble.
Did your car get bumped in San Diego?
No, I mean, yes, there was a minor incident.
No, we don't do this here. Unless it's an emergency.
What's the emergency?
Is it the baby?
Oh my God, what's wrong with the baby?
The baby is fine.
Good, then hang up.
Do you need help?
Things are... sign, no phone calls after 8 p.m. Use gas station
right.
At corner.
Could I just have 30 seconds, please?
No, do you want to pay my phone bills?
30 seconds.
Hang up.
Is that Tyrant, your mother?
No, I have to go, all right? We're going to be with the Schlichtings.
The Shit Kings?
What kind of a name is Shit King?
Schlichting. They're my parents.
They're both.
I don't know. I think it's German. We're going to be in Antelope Wells.
Hello? Mel?
I used my calling card.
That's not the point.
I think something terrible is happening to him.
Calm down.
I can't calm down.
What did he say?
Well, we have to do something.
All right, well, we'll call back.
We can't call back. He's on his way to New Mexico, for God's sake.
Who knows what kind of people he's with? Anything is possible.
Don't say that. You're starting to scare me.
I am not. You were already scared.
I was not.
Yes, you were.
Daddy, we have to do something.
Like what? There's nothing we can do.
The kitchen's off limits after 8.
What are you, her spy?
Why didn't you use Tina's phone?
Tina's phone isn't working. You know, I'm starting to feel like this whole thing is a big waste of time.
You're feeling frustrated.
Yes, I'm feeling very frustrated.
I was worried your expectations were too high for all of this.
You know, maybe we should just forget everything and go home.
Don't do that. You always get so pessimistic when you're close to finishing something you started.
I do not.
Yes, you do. You did it with the apartment. You loved it so much the day we go to sign the lease. You start freaking out. And the wedding, how many times did you change the date?
You're right. You're right. I do this all the time.
So stick to your plan for once, okay? If you want to find your parents, find your parents.
Oh, hi. Are you okay? You seem upset.
I owe you a big apology. I mean, this is not the way I planned this trip, not the way I wanted it to turn out.
Look, it's been kind of difficult, but I think we've gotten past the bumps. You know, I feel really good about where we're going. I really think it's going to be great.
You're such an optimist. Where does that come from?
Well, you know, I've always said it's a mistake to let pessimism take over right before you're about to finish something.
It's the complete opposite of my ex-husband. I'm such a pessimistic pig.
Well, I think you're doing a great job. Really.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Drop something?
Goddamn cat. Flew out of nowhere. Scared the hell out of me. Please.
What are you doing?
What?
Where'd you get that pup tent?
I'm feeling very sexual. I don't know. I'm just feeling like I wanna.
Just like flashes of them. Wait, Mel. Mel, look at me. Just slow down for a second. Let's take her apart. Look at me.
No. Go on.
Why aren't you looking at me?
What? I'm looking at you. Why do I have to look at you? I mean...
Well, why can't you look at me?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I mean, don't you ever think that maybe it's not natural for two people to be together their entire lives? Do you ever think that?
Oh. I get it. Your parents weren't good enough for you. And now, I'm not good enough for you. Because Tina is a skinny dancer, right?
No, what?
You know, it takes some women more than a year to get back to their normal weight after having a baby.
You are not good B&B people!
Yeah, well, that's because we hate B&Bs!
Thanks.
Look, we need to talk.
Okay.
I'm not sure I'm ready for an affair with a married man right now.
I'm feeling just as confused as you are, okay? About the whole thing, right?
I'm in the middle of a divorce. I'm going to school at night. You know, I need to be taken seriously as a woman. I want to have my own children. I want to have my own life, you know, not just some sort of vicarious semblance of like somebody else's life. Shit. What's the matter with her?
She's upset about the way everything's going. She's really, Listen. I feel like I owe you an apology for that last night.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I think we should discuss it because, you know, there's two sides to everything.
What doesn't sound like an apology?
What the hell?
Hey!
Hello again, strangers!
Hey! Hi.
I'm sorry that I stormed out like that last night. But I suffer from hypertension. You probably already knew that.
The whole thing was a blessing, really, because it finally made Paul realize how much he needs some R&R.
Sometimes you gotta be zonked on the head, what can I say?
Wait a minute. You guys are going to New Mexico?
We're going, yeah.
Nothing like the cruel acceptance of a casual invitation, right?
Invitation? What invitation?
I think you were in the bathroom.
Oops, did we jump the gun here?
No, this will be fine.
No, wait, what do you mean it's fine? It's fine?
Some sightseeing, we're gonna get your way.
I'm glad to have the company. It's gonna be fun.
Look, we already checked in. Why don't I find a row for the baby, okay?
Terrific.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Hey.
We'll see you on board, Mel.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't expect him to show up.
So what? Oh, you just had a little extra hostility to work out?
It wasn't hostility.
Mm-hmm.
I just barely mentioned it to them.
Right, great.
Right,
whatever. Okay.
No, I wasn't circumcised until I was a year old.
Wow, why?
I had hypospadia.
What is that?
Well, hypospadia is like a curvature of the penis that they have to adjust it with a whole operation. And all.
Really?
Yeah, I had it done when I was young.
Oh,
I mean, it's fine now.
Here you go. Honey, why don't you cover yourself? Hmm?
I just finished nursing him, okay?
Oh. Heard of hypospadia?
Is there something wrong with the plane?
How is the nipple irritation?
It's really bad, actually.
You know what? Because I was watching you, and I think you might be holding him at the wrong angle.
I've been doing this for a while now.
I know you have, but you see, when he's under your breast like this,
mm-hmm.
and he pulls down on the nipple, which obviously causes no irritation. But if you're out here and bring him straight into the breasts, you know, I mean,
how'd you get to be such an expert on all of this?
We went out with a woman who was a midwife.
Really?
Yeah. You have very beautiful breasts, by the way.
Thank you.
I remember them from high school.
Do you?
Yeah. No, not that I was, like, looking at them, but... I mean, I just saw them in passing. Hey, Paul, do you mind finding another seat?
I won't look.
No, but we need it for the baby to stretch out. It would really help us out.
Oh. Another seat, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah?
Thanks,
great.
Really.
Okay. No, that's the high hope. Okay.
Hey, thanks for the water.
Yeah.
See, that's the headache pressure point. Right there. You can feel it?
Yeah. Is there something happening here that I haven't been clued into yet?
Paul, would you mind finding another seat?
This is wonderful. This is great. I can't believe how naive I am.
Sarah, I can't have you moving around. Please sit in your assigned seat, okay?
Okay.
Does anybody actually own a white Taurus, or are they all just rentals?
Are you kidding me? This is the most reliable midsize in America, according to all the big reports.
I'm feeling very depressed, and I would like to talk about what's happening.
What are you feeling depressed about?
I feel like there's an agenda. That is not what I had in mind.
What agenda?
Well, do I have to spell it out? I'm the fifth wheel here. How do you think that makes me feel?
We're riding in two cars until we get to the B&B, Paul. That's not an agenda.
Let's just hit the road, okay?
I don't mind if you ride with you, right?
Why can't he ride with you?
See what you're doing to me?
Ride with us. I don't care. Ride with us.
Oh, God, that's so generous of you, Tony. You know, I think I'll ride with Elizabeth couple number two.
He does this to me every 8 months. I ought to get used to it by now. But...
What? What is he doing?
He gets antsy and he runs off with somebody else.
Well, I think that's common, you know, among certain types of married men.
I'm the rock, he's the flake, so that's life.
That's exactly what my ex-husband used to say when he was trying to feel superior to me.
Tony's flights of terror from his own life have nothing to do with my superiority.
Well, it's not terror that makes people wander, it's vitality.
I see. Is it vitality that led Mel to leave his wife for you?
Paul, would you mind riding in the other car?
I don't know, I don't know.
Okay, could we just pull over here?
So what happened in the other car anyway?
Paul was probably lecturing them, right?
No, I wasn't lecturing them. I was asking questions as I was lecturing.
Oh, my God. Is that... You brought your gun.
Absolutely, I brought it. You get beat for an emergency.
You know, you're such a hopeless workaholic. We're on vacation, for God's sake.
No, that's like that, too. Then he cannot enjoy anything.
You know, if you can't commit to our marriage now, what are you going to do when we have a baby? Huh?
Why can't he ride with you, huh? You invited them in the first
place. You passed me the baby wipes.
Where are you going?
To pee.
You're just gonna, right here? Just gonna squat. Why do you have to take your keys with you to pee anyway?
I just wasn't thinking, okay?
I don't know how many times I told you to keep your keys in
just
one
shut
place.
Shut up!
Nancy was saying you guys were having some tension around oral sex.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Hey, it happens to me too. But, you know, a technique that I find useful, humming to myself.
Humming to yourself?
Yep, humming. Seems to release the tension so I can enjoy the fellatio. It's great.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for the tip.
You bet.
All right.
Do you worry about the risk factor involved in gay sex?
You know, it may be news to you, but not every gay man has anal sex. That's where a lot of the HIV risk lies.
For example, I'm very anal. I mean, in the sense that I'm compulsively careful and clean about what touches my body. Not into penetration at all.
To a fault.
Okay, do we have to talk about this right now?
Well, why not? Are you a homophobic? I think it's interesting.
Really? Well,
no,
I think maybe
no.
Oh,
Nancy's
God.
Just testing the risk factor for sex with Tony Bell.
What?
Paul, don't patronize her.
I'm not patronizing.
She knows that I came of age in the era of AIDS, and even though I'm bisexual, I've been incredibly careful, okay? Tested negative 3 times in the last 7 months.
Really?
Runway
remember
ready correctly.
For takeoff.
Yeah.
3 times.
What does that mean?
I'm sorry. Maybe we should have sprung for an updated edition, huh?
Hmm.
I mean, the picture's right here. It was a nice B&B.
Yeah, they probably had something about the uranium contamination in the new edition.
Did it ever occur to you to call first, or...?
Without spontaneity, the world of B&Bs is fairly meaningless.
Oh, well then I hope you have a tent, because that's the only way that you can be spontaneous in the middle of the desert at this hour.
Maybe Mel's parents can suggest a place.
Oh, right. I'm just going to show up with 50 people. Hi, I haven't seen you for about 30 years. This is my posse. And by the way, Nancy invited along these two gay guys just for fun. And, you know, we're going to be here for a while.
What does gay guys have to do with anything?
Nothing. It has nothing to do with anything, okay? I didn't mean to be insulting.
Then why'd you say it, neurotic guy?
That's my designation. I'm neurotic guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think you know me well enough to call me neurotic guy.
Oh, really? Gay guy isn't intimate?
There's no intimacy.
Do you want to file an anti-defamation suit, or do you want to get to the Schwinkings before midnight? Okay?
Was this another surprise visitor, or did you call first this time?
No, I spoke with them already. Told you that.
Yeah. What? Do you want to get intimate? Is that what you're saying?
Hey, the baby's trying to
sleep.
Huh? No? Did
you hear that?
Yeah. Send me your call. It's time to go home. Gotta confess, my hair is a mess. Your mama will scold, your daddy will shout as we come in the way we went out. Kissing you was for a honey bun, thank mother fate.
This is a long porch.
Beautiful house.
Sorry. Do you think you can wait back in the car?
Got to go to the bath.
Hi. We were getting worried about you.
I hope my directions were all right.
Oh, they were great. This place is so isolated.
Oh, that's what we love about it, too.
I'm Tina Kalb. We spoke on the phone.
And oh,
we were shocked to get your call yesterday.
Nice to meet you.
I'm just amazed that you ran into Fritz Boudreau after all these years.
He's something.
Yeah, well, he never got over the fact that Mary left him for me.
Which one of you is Mel?
It's me.
Mary Schlichting.
Oh, so that's how you pronounce it.
Nobody ever gets it right.
And this must be your wife,
Nancy.
Nancy, hi. Welcome to our family. Nancy.
Well, he's sleeping. These are friends. Tony.
And Paul. Mr. Schlichting.
Hello, hon.
Mrs. Schlichting.
Hello. Hi. Hello. How are you doing? Welcome.
They were going to stay at Rancho Arroyo.
Oh, my goodness. Can't stay
we're
there.
Uranium. No. They found out. We read about that. Uranium.
Uranium. Yeah.
Highly toxic.
Thank God. That's far away from here. You don't have to worry about
that. Well, could you recommend a motel?
No need
to go to a motel.
There isn't a decent motel for 100 miles.
And we have plenty of room here for all of you.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
Sure. I don't want everyone to stay here with you.
Why can't everyone stay here?
Because this is a private thing.
You know, if I could just lay down, I'd like to go right to bed and
Let me help you. Don't you want to eat something before you...
No, thanks. I'm not hungry.
Nancy, come on. You're always hungry.
Fuck you.
What? I'm sorry?
You know, this isn't the time or the place for this.
But it was the time and place to wrestle with her in San Diego, right? Break a bunch of glass animals, that's fine? That was a perfect time? I'm sorry, is this inappropriate?
Nothing in this house is inappropriate. We'll be upstairs.
You know, I get the bags. I think I want to lay down, too.
I bet you would.
Having some problems, huh?
Yeah, we're kind of having a little bit of a...
Some kind of a swapping thing you got here?
No. Just, you know, there's a little friction, that's all. And these guys came along with us.
You know, marriage is tough. You gotta be flexible in marriage.
This thing is wonderful, by the way. Who made this?
It's my work.
Really?
Yeah.
You did this.
Wow. Yeah, I got a blacksmith shop out in the barn, and I do my sculptures there, and Mary throws her pots.
Really? She's into pottery.
Oh, she's going to love showing you her pottery. Yeah, look at this.
See, this is slab construction. If you can see when I roll it out, then I have weeds, and with a rolling pin, I press them right into the surface.
Weeds. You put the weeds in the clay.
And then when you fire it, the weeds burn off. Here,
just see, so where the weeds were, you get that.
Stick your fingers in here. No.
Oh, yeah.
No, stick two fingers inside and just caress it. That's it.
There you go.
Now feel the texture on the out. Yes, no, against your face. Against your face.
that texture.
Oh, it's kind of, yeah, it's very rough.
Oh, really amazing.
It looks rough, but it's very smooth.
Right,
isn't it?
Right. It's smooth, smoother than you would think, but still really. That's just wonderful, great stuff. I mean, and you guys make your living through the arts, huh?
Well, we try. Sometimes you have to supplement.
Yeah, you have to supplement with other things.
These are all mine. Mm. Every one of them I made. I want to show you a big one I love.
This environment is so much more creative than the one I grew up in.
Oh, thanks. That's nice. Really.
This is a wood fire process.
Who's that?
That's our other son.
You mean I have a brother?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Want to say hello to Lenny?
Yeah. Feeling a little threatened about meeting you, so be patient with him.
Hi. How you doing? That's a beautiful song you're playing there.
Is supper almost ready?
Yeah,
Lonnie?
You better go in and eat. I've been cooking all day. Bagged the quail himself.
Ooh, wild quails. Terrific.
Oh, you're in for a great treat. Lonnie's a really good cook.
Ooh, the special sun is here tonight. Little Cinderella better cook up something special for him. Lonnie, can you make your quail tonight? Okay.
No, you know what I want? I want to have happen. I want Mel. I want you to sit over there next to your father.
Oh, okay.
Then I'll have all three of my fellas in a row.
All right, come on.
Maybe you should take your plate.
That's all right. I didn't touch you.
Come on. You like quail?
See?
I never had quails.
Where are you?
You all right?
I just don't want to talk about it. I need to calm down.
All right. Well, if you do want to talk about it, you know, I want to be here for you.
Thank you.
Want me to take care of the baby?
He's fine. He's slipping.
Do you mind if I take a shower?
No, I don't care. But could I just have a second?
Okay.
So, Fritz said you were a scientist, Richard.
Yeah, I was a chemist for Maple Brothers in the Bay Area before we came out here.
Right, the aspirin company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Decongestants, nasal sprays, all that, you know, that consumer crap. I couldn't wait to quit.
Oh, you hated it.
Mm-hmm. I'm a scientist, too.
No, you're kidding.
Oh, yeah. Crying.
Oh, my God. What's your specialty?
Entomology.
No, isn't that incredible? Yeah. The genetic connection.
Yeah, so that is wonderful.
Oh, my God, that's incredible.
That is wonderful. For some reason, Lonnie never seemed to have an interest in science.
Mm. What does that mean?
She doesn't mean anything.
It means simply that you never had an interest in science. Look at the other things you do.
Hey, well, who knows? I might have had an interest in sculpture if these guys hadn't given me away.
Yeah, who knows what might have happened?
Yeah, no.
Can I guess?
Yeah, what did happen?
About what?
Well, why did you guys give me up?
Why did we give them away?
The big question.
That's the question.
Well, Fritz Boudreau said that you were indisposed, and so that's how he came to bring Mel to the agency.
Indisposed?
Yeah.
That's the word Fritz used?
That would have been nice.
Word for the fellow, huh?
That wouldn't have mind being indisposed.
Okay, I'm going to tell the story.
How much detail do you have to go into here?
I want Mel to know what happened, or he'll never believe we cared about him.
What are you hanging on to that for?
You're holding on to it.
Oh, I'm not holding on to anything. You're holding on to these things. Tell him. Go ahead, tell him. I don't care. Go ahead.
So, Mel, you know we were living in San Francisco, and it was the mid-60s, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And we were part of a very progressive group of artists, and there was one band at the center of it.
A band? Yeah. What band?
Jerry Garcia, blah, blah, blah. I am so sick of this fucking story. It's so boring. You've been telling it for years. Give it up.
He doesn't like it when I tell his story.
What happened with Jerry Garcia?
Nothing.
Nothing happened with Jerry Garcia, but Richard and I went to prison.
Right, yeah, right after you were.
That's where we had to give you away.
You went to prison?
Oh, don't be stigmatized by it. It wasn't a serious crime.
Oh, God, it was nothing.
Not even a crime.
It was absolutely nothing.
Next.
Less than nothing. Have you ever, you know, like driven a few miles over the speed limit or something like that?
Yeah, sure.
It was less than that. If you speed, you know, you could hurt somebody. This is...
Well, you were jailed for driving?
No, there was no driving. I tried to...
How did
I
get that?
I'm sorry. I'm totally lost here.
Hi.
Harold, I'm here.
What are you doing?
No, I don't know. What did I do?
No, it's
yeah.
Okay. Relax.
I don't know what you're doing. Watch
your fingers.
I'm so clumsy.
No, no, no.
I have these three Italian prints at home that I keep. I don't know what to do, if I should frame them myself or maybe I should take them to somebody else.
I would take them to the framer.
Yeah? Maybe that's what I'll do. I think that, yeah.
Do you want to take a shower?
No, go ahead.
No, I mean, together. I mean, your husband's been taking it for granted a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah. Let me go get my shower cap.
You made LSD? Is that what you're saying?
We made LSD.
Yes, we made acid.
And we gave it out to people who needed it.
You know that there are hundreds of pharmaceutical executives in this country that are selling drugs, FDA-approved drugs.
On the open market.
On the over-the-counter with incredible
terrible side effects.
And these people are not in jail.
They're not in prison anywhere.
They're in country clubs. They're playing golf. They're having drinks.
They're running the country now.
You know, LSD shouldn't be a felony in the first place.
It's not addictive.
It doesn't lead to violent crime.
It's really the only hope of the species.
Yeah.
Did you take acid while you were pregnant with me?
You're not going to bring that thing up, are you?
You know the stuff they tell you about, you know, chromosome damage and all that stuff?
Yeah, I do.
That's government propaganda.
Total propaganda.
They just want to get a hold of your head, that's all.
I was relieved, though, when you came out in the hospital and you only had one head.
Very funny.
She kills me.
Oh, you're such a cute baby.
It would have been kind of nice if he had, like, a third eye right there, you know? You know, the third eye is a symbol of enlightenment. You know, he's not getting it. He's
identity
not
is nothing but a mental construct.
Mental construct.
Mustn't fixate on it.
Have you ever read any Tibetan Buddhism? Like chaos theory?
Oh, jeez.
Paul.
Is he okay?
Are you okay there, Paul?
Is this a musical table?
Is this a musical table?
Paul, can I get you something?
I'm not feeling very well.
Let me help.
What is it? What are you going through?
Do you want to lie down?
I don't know.
Can I get you something, Paul?
How do you feel?
Vivid.
Paul?
What?
I'm seeing colors that I don't want to see.
Did you hear that? Just go with it.
Oh,
it's really
nice
to lie down.
Let me move this. Everything's moving.
Paul, can you hear me?
God damn it. Lonnie!
Don't fly off the handle.
Come here. What did you do to Paul's quail?
Nothing, why?
Come on, don't give me that fake innocence. What did you do?
Oh. I dosed Mel's dish. I meant it from Helen and he ate.
Oh, my God, how much?
Two and a half tabs?
Are you crazy? Are you nuts? Doesn't your mother have enough to worry about tonight?
Why do you have to talk to me like that?
It's really
embarrassing to me, and I really don't appreciate it in front of him. I mean, who is he?
What's wrong
with you? The whole science thing going, and the next thing I know, you like him better than me because he's more like you than I am.
I love you very much. Even if you were Jeffrey Dahmer, we would love you.
Yeah, sure. Oh, wait, you know,
I'm not here to take your...
Give me the hip.
Where do you get this insecurity from? I don't understand it. This drives me nuts.
Honey, Richard.
All right. I want you to apologize to Mel and to Paul right now. Come on.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry for what?
I'm sorry that I put window pane in Mel's quail, and I'm sorry that you ate it.
All right. Go sit down.
Let's not blow this out of proportion, everyone. Paul's going to come down in about 10 hours.
10 hours?
I can't believe that you're actually keeping acid in the house after you went to prison for it.
Wait till your son is 19. See if he does everything you want him to do.
This is classic. Yeah, just keep laying it all on me, all your crap.
Oh, you just simmer down, and you take a little responsibility for what you've done.
Thank you, Mrs. Cleaver.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Excuse me. This is a non-smoking house.
Are you kidding?
You know, it's been a long day, and I'm really, really tired. So I'm gonna hit the hay. Thank you very much for dinner. It was wonderful.
My love in Paris knows my secret.
He's gonna be fine. She's a great guide.
I'm sure you are an excellent guide, and I would like to thank you again for this wonderful evening. It was really great.
It was great seeing you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I
loved meeting you.
I loved meeting you too, and I'm just going to hit the hay.
Really? Now, okay. You're sure that you don't want dessert?
Hello. I think I'm going to lay off the food. Yeah.
If you get hungry later, it's in the fridge, okay?
We'll do.
Great. Night. Chocolate mousse. I love it.
Yum.
Great. Very nice to meet you.
Tina.
Great.
Good night, Tina.
I guess it's just one of those ex-felon, pro-acid kind of non-smoking homes.
The weird, weird home. And where's Nancy? Where is she? She's somewhere in one of these rooms with Tony. They're in
there.
You know
what, Mel? You need to settle down. This is overwhelming. This is hitting you all at once. You know what, sweetheart? Just come in here for a second. We'll just sit down, cool up.
Boy. Oh, boy. Well, you know, what did I expect, right?
I'm sorry this is all hitting you at the same time, but after it passes and things settle down, you can think about starting over.
Why can't you just use soap?
You know, soap drags your skin out. Not that I'm one of those women who obsesses about old-looking skin. After pregnancy, I just happen to be obsessing about it right now.
Wait.
You know, you're absolutely right. We don't need to rush into this. I haven't even finalized my divorce yet.
No, I could have kissed you just now and felt okay about it, but I didn't. I felt really wrong. Don't take this personally, but with all your nervous energy, you kind of remind me of my mother.
Ow!
Do you mind if I look at your armpit?
My armpit?
It's my favorite part of a woman's body.
What's attractive about an armpit?
Are you kidding? Lots of things. Look at this. The definition. Look at the contours here. The depth of the pocket. Feel that? So nice.
Of course I feel rejected.
Sorry.
But I shouldn't. You're not an appropriate partner for me. Your life's a mess and you don't make enough money anyway.
That's a really nasty thing to say.
You just told me I reminded you of your mother.
Well, she's a good person. She's got a lot of great qualities.
I don't want to wreck your marriage. I know how painful that can be.
Sorry. Marriage is obviously vulnerable at this point.
Every marriage is vulnerable. Otherwise, being married wouldn't mean anything, would it?
Paul. Oh, Tony, I need to see Tony.
No, I want you to tell me if you have a favorite animal.
Oh, that's so stupid.
Listen to what Mary said. She's a great guy, okay? Just listen to her.
Okay.
What did you have?
A dog.
A dog, good. What is your favorite dog?
St. Bernard.
St. Bernard, good. I want you to picture a big, furry St. Bernard curled up by the fireplace.
Can I change my mind?
No, we're going to stick with the St. Bernard.
I want to do a Springer Spaniel.
No, it doesn't have to be the perfect dog.
Dalmatian.
No, dog. Okay, Dalmatian, now. This dog represents your...
Schnauzer.
What?
Schnauzer.
Shut the fuck up. I am trying to help you. Do you understand?
Hey, come on, sweetheart. You're so good. Just relax, okay? Just take it easy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Can we stop all this craziness, huh?
Yes. I wasn't even enjoying that.
It seems like you were enjoying it.
Well, the attention, maybe.
Okay, all right. Time for you to go, okay?
You haven't been treating her very well. Do you know that?
Oh, you know what? You know what, buddy? You know, you got a lot of nerve. You come in here, you lick my wife's armpit. You know, I'm going to have that image in my head for the rest of my life of your tongue in there. You deserve it.
This is felonious, and I want to make an arrest.
What? What did he say?
He's tripping his brains out.
He said arrest. Don't make me that. No, we don't know who he is.
He's Mel's friend, Paul.
I know exactly who I am. I'm Paul Harmon.
Good.
Bureau of Tobacco, Tobacco and Tobacco.
Good. What is this, Paul?
It is a badge.
What kind of badge?
I'm a special agent, man.
20 years in the service. Graduated fourth in my class.
Is this a joke?
I don't joke about those things, man.
Damn it. I knew it was weird. I knew it. When they called up out of the blue like that, I knew it. No, you had to see your
kidding.
Son.
He's making a joke. He's just... Oh, you're not kidding.
I am not kidding. Okay. Everything is under control. Now, I want you to both move over against that wall. This is an arrest. You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney, we will provide an attorney for you because we provide things for you people all the time.
Oh, man, that really hurt.
I can't follow your fickle little moods all over the place. That has got to change.
Hey, okay, I will. I promise. If you just give me a chance, let me show you that I can be less selfish. I will show you. You'll get concrete results.
You have got to earn that back with some consistent behavior, pal.
I'm sorry I acted this way. I'm sorry I treated you this way.
I've got to be out of my mind to risk losing you.
You don't hit another human.
Shut the hell up. Just be quiet. All right, nobody hurries upstairs. We're all right.
We have to go into a doctor.
No, there's no doctor. Forget
Paul.
The doctor.
No doctor, he's
I gotta hurt. Think of what we're gonna do. Just give me a minute.
Paul, wake up.
Back to jail. I'm not going back to jail.
Paul, wake
no,
up.
No, I'm going to Mexico. We're all going to Mexico. And we're taking him as a hostage.
A hostage? What the hell are you talking
not
about?
Not going to jail again. You understand me? I'm not going to
Paul,
jail.
Wake up. This has to be a mistake.
Mel wouldn't do this to us.
How do you know? Mel is probably in on this. Mel, how do you know it's our son? It's not our son. It's some fucking federal agent.
I know it's our son. I can tell. You think a mother doesn't know these things?
Just shut up for a minute. Listen, we're going to take him in the car. We're going to go down to San Miguel, to Stewart's place. We can be there by morning.
Paul, grab his foot. Wait, no. No, I am not walking away from home. It took us 20 years to put together. No.
This is insane. We can't take him hostage. This is a much bigger crime.
What do we do? What do we do with him?
Dump him in the brush.
Brush, good, good.
Leave him and get out of here.
Lonnie, yeah. Go clean out the lamp.
Right.
Don't break anything!
Wait a minute. Shit. This truck is not going to make it to Mexico. Oh, shit.
Put it in here.
Sciatica is killing me.
It would have been here an hour ago if you'd listened to me.
It took 2 hours to find that there's no place to get a good sandwich around.
I can't keep making U-turns in the middle of the highway, Eddie, even if you see what looks like a sandwich shop.
Eddie, wait, don't. What's the matter? Come on.
I can't go in there.
Why not?
Look at this house.
What's the matter with it?
Well, it's so... American. It's,
what are you talking about?
Well, they're probably quiet, reasonable, sensible people, and Mel loves them, and, you know, we're a source of embarrassment.
But he's in trouble, and that's why we came.
It's possible I overreacted.
Now you think you overreacted?
Yeah,
we just got off an airplane. We drove 5.5 hours
in
the desert, and you're telling me that you overreacted?
Rejected in front of his new parents.
Yes, you are. Come on, Pearl.
Go with me. You're hurting my arm.
You'll get in the car before they hear us.
I thought we wanted to eat here and go garbage.
That's the taco place.
Tacos have cheese in them.
Not all tacos have cheese in them, Eddie.
Wait, is this our car?
Of course it's our car.
You remember this truck?
What do you remember?
Early Alzheimer's?
It's a white Rover.
Where's your car?
It's over here. What's the matter with you?
Why didn't you move it?
I thought you moved it.
Why would I move it?
What are we taking that car for? I want to take the blue truck.
No, we can't take the truck. The truck can't make an 800 miles.
No, I want my blue truck. Come on, my blue truck.
Oh, come on.
My water's broken. This is fucking...
Get in the car. I love you. Get in the car.
Are you sure all your doubting is over?
I'm sorry I took you for granted. I'm sorry I hurt you.
I want to go home tomorrow.
So do I. I want to get out of here.
Slow down, there's a taco place.
Why didn't you tell me you saw it?
I did tell you, you were driving too fast. You can't make U-turns like this, Eddie.
Max, we're in the middle of nowhere.
The sign, the car!
Damn, Tori!
What did I just tell you about the U-turns?
He was in my blind spot.
You could fit the state of Wisconsin in your blind spot. It's their fault. They're in the wrong.
Doesn't matter. I don't want some sheriff to come by here. Where's the acid?
It's in the trunk.
Hey, look. If things get tight, why don't you do that spastic colon thing you're doing?
No, I'm not going to do spastic colon.
Something, that thing you did when the cop stopped us in Albuquerque, you know? With that ulcer thing.
Okay.
of the reflex.
All right, let's go.
I am so sorry.
Are you all right?
Yeah, we're fine. You can't just make a blind U-turn like that.
I've got a sizable blind spot is my problem.
Well, I don't see much damage here.
No, it looks mostly cosmetic.
Yeah, it's nothing. Why don't we just forget about it, all right?
No.
Well, we shouldn't leave the scene of an accident. I'll call the police from the taco.
Well, you can call the police if you want to, but, I mean, I'll tell you right now, this is your fault here. I mean, if we make a report, your insurance rates are going to go sky high. I mean, it's up to you, but, I mean, I don't see the point of it.
Pearl, he's making sense.
No, I have never broken the law. I am not going to be irresponsible now.
Yeah, there's nothing irresponsible about
it. No, absolutely.
Right?
We're all fine. You can see that we're perfectly okay. I just have this pre-existing medical condition. My ileocecal valve doesn't work as it should, and it allows corrosive juices. They seem to rise up into my esophagus, and I need to get home so that I can lie down. And
We really have to go.
My head elevated.
Ileocecal valve?
It's chronic.
Nice meeting you.
Why? Did you let them get away?
We're better off. Who knows what our liability is?
Yes. What exactly is our deductible damage waiver? Here. Oh, my God. The car. It's registered to Mel.
What?
Look at the. Check and see if our luggage is in the trunk.
What is this?
Sometimes the light's all shining on me. Other times I can barely see.
So then what happened?
I don't know. I don't know where anybody is. I mean, look at this place. It's a wreck.
I see the place, and I'm looking for him, and I can't find him. So where?
They probably took him to the hospital, Tony. I mean, he was...
They didn't take him to the hospital. Paul!
Oh, my God.
Chugging, I'm going.
You can't get the wind!
Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Garcia, Jerry?
Yeah. I mean, it's in the family. It's got a whole history to it.
You don't even like the Grateful Dead.
I never said I don't like them. I just haven't ever listened to that much of their music. Unless you still like Ethan.
This is obviously much more important to you than it is to me. Okay? So you pick the name. But I'll just say one thing.
What?
I think Jerry is very pedestrian.
How about Garcia?
Garcia?
Garcia Copeland.
Garcia! Garcia Copeland!
Look, he likes it.
I like it too. Garcia Copeland.
Yeah.
Garcia.
Yeah.
You think I should get that?
Sure.
Hello, Schlichting.
Schlichting's
residence.
What kind of trouble are you in?
Us, we're not in trouble. You're the ones who are in jail.
There were drugs in the trunk of your car. Why are there drugs in the trunk of your car?
How did you get our car?
We tracked you to the shit kings because we thought you were in trouble.
Well, why did you think we were in trouble?
Because of the phone call, the truck and the baby.
No, I was talking to that evil little dwarf woman at the B&B. We weren't in trouble.
Your mother, as usual, has overreacted.
I did not overreact, Eddie. If I overreacted, why am I wearing handcuffs in the middle of a jail?
Look, there's obviously been some mishap, sir. These people are not drug runners. I mean, look at them. They're from New York. They're my parents.
You hear that, Eddie? He called us his parents.
Of course you're my parents. Mom.
Oh, no.
Ow, Mom. The chain's pulling
wait a minute.
My hair.
Sorry, darling.
Bobby, take these forms back to the office, these release forms, and get these nice people their car keys. This is all over here. This is a federal agent here, and he just told me the whole story about the Schlichtings.
Schlitternuts.
Schlichtings.
No, Schlichtings.
Well, anyway, it's clear that we have the wrong people here.
This
is why I've been trying to tell this story
over the last
half hour.
Agent. And by the way, why are you not wearing pants?
I have an experience, that's why.
What do you mean?
I resisted at first, and then it evolved, and it continues to evolve for me.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about, but I got some jewelry somewhere, if you please. A diamond,
yes, ma'am.
And some turquoise.
Sure. Just let me get those cuffs for you.
I don't know. We may be able to work out a private adoption through some people I know in Colorado.
How long will that take?
Usually 6 months to a year, I don't know. But if you're willing to wait, you know, I may be able to find a couple of lesbians who would be willing to conceive, and then you could share the baby with them.
I'm not going
to
do that.
I think these two are homosexuals.
And they want to adopt a kid that's so sick.
Can you imagine the neurosis that child would be exposed to?
Okay, here we go. Okay. Everyone, ready? Pull together, Paul, smile.
One, two.
Nervous when he was in the other room. Come on.
They both.
Relax. Is that my beeper? No, that's not the beeper. Let's get this beeper and this gun out of here.
Wanda! Whoa! Like a camel!
It's a blind date. I don't know, some benefit or something. No, I am not smoking, Mother. Look, I gotta go. He's here. Yeah, he knows. Yeah, I know. I'll call you tomorrow. Pain in my ass. Come in!
Hey, you don't think there's any way I can get that quarter from underneath of your pointy boot, do you?
Shallow.
One more.
Shallow.
Guys, this place sucks. Everybody speaks Spanish.
You ever hear of knocking?
What are you looking for?
Looking for some wings.
No, you find your own wings.
Get out of there.
Guys, I'm totally bored here.
Honey, it takes time to make new friends. Be patient.
Hey, you don't think there's any way I can get that quarter from underneath of your pointy boot, do you? All I want is just one more oatmeal pie. I'm a coming on home, baby, 'cause you make me want to walk like a camel.
Sing a song about clouds and rainbows. I hum a tune that sings like a dove. Rhyme some words, find anything but love.
I paint a picture of my prison with blue and gray from the sky above, framed inside with the title Anything But Love.
He had to go, but I won't miss him. I've got better things to do,
like writing stories and painting pictures of anything but love. Anything but love. Anything but love. It's a terrible predicament
that we
conversation, but not knowing my mind.
That's what I heard from the schoolmaster,
Rabbi, and a pastor. It's a terrible predicament.
Oh, that we're in again.
Going down faster and faster.
I feel like I'm falling.
The ceiling plaster. It's a remote in development.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Say again.
This whole world's trying to trash you.
Our love is here, babe. If it don't gas out, oh yeah. Here, playing with disaster, baby.
Disaster.